Hi there, how can I help you?
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, is this Penguin Book Writers?
Yes, this is Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, may I just confirm some information, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we just wanted to know if you have Kevin Butler working for you.
Yes, Kevin Butler is working with us, yes.
Oh,
He's a
okay,
project
good, because
manager.
I think there's. Okay, and are there any. Hold on one second, please. And then you
Yes.
also have a Richard Austin working with you?
Yes, we have Richard Austin working with us.
Okay, so it looks like hopefully it's just a misunderstanding, but we have some concerns that we need to iron out first, and we need to proceed with a more authentic business practice by having actual contracts and invoices in place to avoid this kind of a situation from happening in the future, and so we can move forward in a much better circumstances.
I can understand that.
Who do you think I can speak to iron this out so that we can move forward as
So
best as
can
we
you please
can,
first
given.
tell me your name, like what's your
Yes,
name
this is
and are you
this.
already on board?
Yes, we are. So my father is working on a project with Kevin Butler. He was initially speaking with Austin, Richard Austin, Austin Richards, and we're the ones that are making the payment. But my dad made a payment without. There's no signed contract. There's no invoices. And in fact, he still has the last set of cards that he even paid fully, not even in the two installment. Basically, everything's was paid in initial and second installment, but without any contract or invoices in place. We see there's it, it appears there's some work done, but initially the work was not arranged satisfactorily, and it looked like the cards were arranged. So it took time, and now we have the cards, and there seems to be some changes, but we are very concerned because we're basically published as a
Basically,
comic,
it's a
not a
choice
book.
of a client
So
that
to.
if you want the contract or not. So if your father didn't mention the contract, that's why they must didn't provide him
Yeah,
the
there was no
contract. But
contract in place. Yeah, there was no contract in place. They just sent us the contract now. The payment's already made. But the contract just says very generic list of things that you guys provide. But we have a specific thing. It's not a book. It's a set of memoir tribute cards, and there's a few different sets. And the text and the edit, design's already made. A lot of hard work by my dad. So it's a matter of publishing. So I think we need to really iron out what services are being done and what's the cost of each service. Because, we're talking about almost $10,000 here that was already wired over. This is just not good business practice for the client, but more so for the service provider to accept money without invoices and to not even detail what money's going.
Well,
So who do we
just
who
give
do I
me the
talk
name
to
of
in this
the name of
situation?
your father, like what's his name, so I can
And what is your name?
it's
Sure. And
Frank
what is your
Watson.
name?
It's Frank Watson.
Frank Watson. So this is all via call, of course, and it's hard to work with you guys to some degree because we don't know if the call is being routed to India or where, but we need the paperwork, okay,
Okay,
Mr.
sure.
Frank? We need the paperwork. We need to proceed carefully. We need someone else. I'm sure if you're a reputable company, you have a department I can route to so we feel assured that this is
Okay,
not
I will get you
a
connected with
situation.
compliance manager. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I will get you connected with
Yeah.
the compliance
Okay.
manager. Just give me the name of the client, what was the name?
Muhammad Manzur Khan. Yeah, I would like to, and I would like this, and also, I would like compliance CC'd in the emails. This is what I want.
Okay, sure.
Because we just
I
want
will
to work
forward
with
this
you.
message. I will forward this message and I will forward it and I will let them know that you require all the invoices and all the contract that for the services that were promised to your father. And I will also get you
no,
connected.
No, there was no
but,
promise. There was, yeah, we don't have anything in writing. That's from.
Okay, sure. I will get
so,
you the contract. Just give me a moment.
Said, no, we have the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's after the fact. We have the contract now after the fact. The contract is very general. It does not detail specifically what my dad and what this project even needs. This was not detailed. We only need publishing. There's some editing, some design placement, whatever. Some technicalities, sure, we can work with you. But we're talking, I think it's a few different cards, and each set is about $3,000. We're not seeing that outcome. And unfortunately, the money's already been sent,
mm-hmm.
and we want, we're involved because my dad involved us.
Mm-hmm.
So the money's coming from us or his family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of his hard work. So, we don't want to go the legal route in such a situation yet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want
mm-hmm.
to give you a bad review and give
mm-hmm.
you a bad reputation. And, we don't want to do that.
I totally got it.
He's in good faith. He's been working with Kevin. But like I said, we're not fully satisfied. We cannot proceed further unless we feel comfortable. So I think the best way, Frank, would be to give me the email of the compliance, but also if you could connect me to compliance, and then
just give me your email address so I can forward the request to the compliance department, and they will directly contact you. You will get a call like in next 2 to 3 hours. So I have your number already. Just provide me your email address so they can contact you.
Tell Kevin he has our information. So,
okay, sure.
You have the client. Actually, you have the client's email, right?
Yeah, we have the client's
Muhammad
email.
Muhammad Mansour Khan.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can CC me.
Mm-hmm.
SK.
SK.
Uh-huh. HA.
HA.
N.
N.
Underscore.
Underscore.
MD.
D.
MD.
MB.
MD. MD.
Underscore.
At yahoo.com.
Okay, I got it.
At yahoo.com. Can you repeat that, please?
SHK underscore DH.
SK.
SK.
HAN.
HAN. Underscore. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Underscore?
Yeah, I'm listening.
SKHAN underscore. And?
You didn't write it? It's MD.
It's MD at yahoo.com.
SKHAN underscore symbol and then MD.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Did you?
Yeah.
Can you repeat that?
It's SKHAN underscore MD at yahoo.com.
Thank you. Yeah. Will you have compliance email me and my dad?
Yeah, sure. They will CC you, and they will also send an email to your dad, and they will see if there is feasible time for you and your father to speak to them, and they will, schedule a call with you.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Because what we're trying to do is simply iron out this, hopefully it's just a misunderstanding,
mm-hmm.
right? But believe me, it's really concerning. So I think we want to give you feedback. So we want
yeah,
two
sure.
things. One is
mm-hmm.
that it's down of the cost
mm-hmm.
of the services rendered.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really, like I said, we need, as a client, we need to know, you need to follow what we want, not what you just do randomly. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, I totally got
it.
Because
we can only pay what we can afford,
yeah.
and what we need. Our cards don't need a lot. The cards already have the text. The cards already have the design. They just need to be published. So we understand
mm-hmm.
there's some technicalities you guys can take care of,
mm-hmm.
but we don't right now feel like it's worth that. 3,000%. That's way too much. And the contract that you sent us is very generic.
Mm-hmm.
We are not asking any of those services. We are simply asking you to publish the cards. And we understand there may be some form of technical editing for either the text or the, you know, the design, but everything's done. Like, it's just a, whatever they need to do is more technical for to get ready for publication. That's it for each of the sets. So the cost needs to be paid, you know, needs to be outlined specifically with the, you know, cost per service for each of what was done. And that should be, you know, written somewhere. Email should be in a contract. So it's specific for this particular job.
Okay, so, I have noticed that you need two things. The one is that I have to schedule a call with compliance department. The other thing is you want the whole outline for all the services that has been provided to you already, and you want the cost for all the services that are already been provided. And did they try to sell you something more, or like for marketing and anything like that?
No. That's the thing. We don't feel comfortable with the process of that your company, that your project manager, how he dealt with my parents. We don't feel comfortable. There was no contract in place or signed, okay? We had to ask for it now after the payment was already made. I don't know why my dad made the payment, but that's another story. But still, out of good faith, you know, we want to give you guys the opportunity because we don't want to go the legal route. We are not comfortable. We want to iron this out. We want to give you the opportunity to rectify this so that we can hopefully publish it with you guys. But if there is a refund, we need that refund. If it's not appropriate to charge us for things we did not ask for, that is not necessary, then, of course, in good faith, you have to refund that. So we have to review the details of what was done, and you have to show us, you know, and we have to then, so we need the email from, I need.
Hello.